Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club in the 9 o'clock hour. My father, Paul, is actually off in Ireland right now, touring some gardens with a group of listeners. This is his youngest son, Patrick. He'll be broadcasting live for the next hour at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. You can come see us. We're right on Route 1. We'll get right in the phone lines after this this segment. I got an interview here with Angelique from BioSafe Systems. We're going to talk a little bit about different ponds products to use. We usually forget about the ponds. Some people forget about the ponds. They just stick with the plants, but the pond is a nice ecosystem. So we'll get a little bit of information out there for you. Good morning, Angelique.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, let's get right into it, and we're talking today about the Green Clean Granular Algaecide. What is the Green Clean Granular Algaecide?
Green Clean Granular Algaecide is, in fact, an algaecide, which means this product is federally registered with the Environmental Protection Agency. An algaecide is defined as a substance used for killing and preventing the growth of algae. It is much different than bacteria and enzymes and other unregistered algae products. Our company had to go through 3 years of extensive research and scrutiny by the EPA in order to prove that Green Clean is an effective algaecide, which means it works and will not harm the environment. Green Clean is a granular, non-copper algaecide, and it works through the through contact and the power of oxidation. The active ingredients, everybody knows, is sodium carbonate peroxyhydrate, essentially a stabilized and powerful version of peroxide chemistry.
Now, can this be used in a pond cleaning?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great tool for that. You know, the pond owner simply drains the pond, removing the fish and any plants that are in containers, applies the Green Clean to all of the surface, can let it sit for about 10 to 20 minutes, simply rinse it off, you know, continue to purge the water out, you know, with the Green Clean in it, and then refill the pond, replace the fish and plants, and they need to make sure they dechlorinate when they're done.
Now, what about the waterfall and streamways? Well, can this granular algaecide kill algae?
It's actually one of the best places to use Green Clean. You know, we all know that through the spring and summer months, algae builds up a lot in the water, you know, on the waterfalls and in the stream beds. All they have to simply do is shut the pump off, apply the appropriate amount of Green Clean for their volume of water all over the waterfall and stream bed, let it sit for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then to turn their pump back on. It helps once they turn the pump back on to skim off the dead algae and keep oxygen levels high. If there's a mechanical skimmer in the pond, the skimming of the dead algae won't be necessary.
Now, we've talked about the pond. Is there any place else that this granular algaecide can work?
Oh, absolutely. There are several areas which Green Clean can be utilized throughout the yard. One is cleaning out those bird baths that's been sitting there all winter long. All they, you know, homeowner has to do is simply wet the bird bath, apply a small amount, about a teaspoon or two, and gently rub around the surface area, rinse, and fill the bird bath. It's also great at removing algae on walkways, decks, patios, plastic furniture, and even driveways.
Excellent. And is Green Clean toxic to fish?
No, Green Clean will not harm fish, including koi and trout. at over 2 times the highest labeled rate. I would caution that homeowners should be aware, as with any other algicide product, if you allow large amounts of dead, decaying algae to die in your pond, it could cause dissolved oxygen levels to drop. One way to avoid this problem is to treat early in the morning before the water is fully loaded with algae. Another way that they could avoid this issue is to skim the dead algae from the pond's surface after the treatment as it's dying off. And lastly, you can always treat just a portion of the pond at a time.
Now, what about birds and other animals? Is it toxic to them?
Our label states that we are toxic to birds and bees, but this has more to do with the EPA, how they regulate the language on a pesticide label. This statement only applies to the undiluted granulars of Green Clean Granular Algicide. Once the product has been diluted with water, the statement no longer applies. The EPA requires a label to state that the material is toxic to fish, birds, and bees unless the manufacturer spends the time and funding necessary to complete the testing to prove that these statements are false. In the case of our Green Clean, we chose to first remove the fish toxicity statement, as this would obviously be the biggest concern for pond owners. We have not yet funded the experiment to remove the birds and bees statement, an effort to keep this product more affordable for the end user.
Okay. Now, how quickly will the Green Clean work? Everybody wants it to work right away, but how quick does this work?
A lot of people apply algicides to water, and they really don't see anything happen right away. But with Green Clean, it's pretty intense. Green Clean will begin working within 60 seconds of the application. There will be an apparent bubbling and fizzing. It acts almost like a Alka-Seltzer tablet in a glass of water. You get that effervescence going. It'll come in contact with the algae, bubble and fizz, send it to the surface so it can be skinned off, and the algae will continue to die for 5 to 7 days. I do recommend to people that if there's some remaining algae, because sometimes it can be rather thick, that they apply another dose as recommended.
Excellent. Now, the basic rates, the application rate for Green Clean, how much should be used?
If there is apparent algae growing, which means you can see algae in the water, we recommend 1 cup or 16 tablespoons per 1,000 gallons of water. If they don't have any algae and they're looking to maintain an algae-free pond, the recommendation is 3 tablespoons per 1,000 gallons of pond water.
Now, if it's something that you're trying to prevent and whatnot, should you start that now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, preventative maintenance is the best way to go. 3 tablespoons per 1,000. I recommend when homeowners call into our customer service line to use it in conjunction with a pond beneficial bacteria. So you would apply 3 tablespoons of the Green Clean and then follow up the next day with the manufacturer's recommended dose for a beneficial bacteria. Utilizing the two products in conjunction with one another will sustain an algae-free pond.
Excellent. Excuse me. Now, what plants other than algae does Green Clean Granular Algicide affect?
The concentrated Green Clean granulars themselves can leave small little contact burns if left directly sitting on foliage, such as water lilies, or plants that are in enclosed pots, such as lotuses. In this situation where there's a lot of sensitive plant cover, I would recommend diluting Green Clean in a bucket of pond water and then applying it right away, because Green Clean begins to work as soon as it comes in contact with water, so you want to utilize it. But generally, plants aren't a problem. Personally, I apply right over my irises and lilies and other plants, and they have all done just fine. If you happen to get a few granulars on the water lily leaves or lotus, you can simply wash them off, and it won't do any harm.
So you just got to pay attention a little bit, or actually just dissolve it prior and using the pond water that's already existing.
Exactly. And that's why I make that recommendation. If you have a heavily planted pond, the diluted granules are just as effective.
Excellent. Now, essentially, all algicides should be applied before the use of bacteria Is Green Clean Granular Algicide different, and if so, how?
The same rule applies with Green Clean as any other algicide. You want to apply the Green Clean first and then follow up the next day with your beneficial bacteria. When using an algicide, you want to make sure you give the algicide, you know, a 24-hour period to do its job, especially the Green Clean, because it breaks down in 24 hours into water and oxygen, and then you can safely apply your bacteria.
Excellent. Now, we appreciate all the information you've given us. Is there a website that everyone can go to get some more information from you guys?
Absolutely. You can just go to www.biosafesystems.com. They can also call our 800 number if they have any questions.
Excellent. I know I'm on the website right now. I'm looking at the Green Clean itself, and it says it's OMRI certified, so that OMRI listed. So that's a good sign that it's organic. Angelique, we thank you for joining us today and giving us a little bit more information about BioSafe Systems.
It was my pleasure. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. We'll get right back into the phone lines right after these commercials.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you live for the next 37 minutes here at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, located right on Route 1. You can stop by and say hi after 10. You can answer some of your gardening questions. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, let's go right back into the lines. Who's up next?
Up next, this is Carrie from Maine, who has a question about geraniums.
Carrie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, let me speak. I've been cleaning house while I was waiting. I have two questions for you.
Yep.
I kill my geraniums every winter. I go to other places. There's these gorgeous geraniums with blooms sitting in the window, and mine get all sticky and kind of hollow inside the stems and all spindly, and they either die or they might make it till I put them outside again. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Now, the geraniums, we're talking about the annual geranium, not the perennial?
Yeah.
The ones you buy right now that are in full bloom?
Yeah, I think I bought them and then I take them in for the winter.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that is hard. You can try to bring them in. They do like a dormant period. So that could be one of the things that's happening. To them, it just, to me, they're not really expensive to the point where you can buy them every year, but when they get like that, it's just because they need a little bit of a dormant period, but at the same time, staying inside all year compared to going outside and inside, that's kind of what can affect them. It's really not you, it's the life of the plant. There are some geraniums that maybe are grown later in the year that can stay longer. What you could also do is try cutting them back a little bit towards the end of the summer to try and rejuvenate some new growth to try and get them with more vigor for the winter time that's in there. But I would definitely try that. Carrie, I think you had another question. Are you still there?
Yeah, I do. I'm in an old farmhouse with a huge garden in Owl's Head, and the people before me, I think, planted herbs in the garden, and they planted sage, and it just has taken over everywhere and chokes everything, and I keep trying to dig it up and use a machine thing and get it all out, and I just can't. It's constantly a battle. Do you have any suggestions for that?
Now, it's intertwined basically with everything else.
Yeah, well, the roots of that stuff, I think it's sage, goes way down into the, you know, it's those thin little white things that just keep, you know, go everywhere in the dirt. And it just keeps spreading and spreading. Every year, I try to just carve out a little section. It used to be a huge garden, but there's no way I can keep it all back. So I just try to carve out a couple of small sections to try to keep free that I can plant.
And now, and what I would do in those areas that you want to plant and there's nothing there right now, I would use a product called either Cleanup or Kills All. Cleanup is by Bonide. Kills All is from Fertiloom. Thing, what they do is they will kill everything that is leafy in that area, okay? And I believe you can start planting in 7 to 14 days after doing all this. What that do, it's 41% glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup. It's double the amount of the highest concentrate of Roundup. I like to use it to kill these things that you're trying to get rid of because it's double the strength. Everybody, when they look at a label, they want to put double the amount of product in there. Well, this one has double the amount of the active ingredient, allowing you to just put the regular amount and you feel like you're really getting something down there and killing it. I would definitely do that. In the areas that you're seeing too much of it, I would try and just cut, you know, get rid of as much as you can in the areas that you're keeping the sage itself, and go from there. But I definitely would use a product called Cleanup or Kills All. And we thank you for the phone call, Kerry. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Did you know that every natural element known to man exists in seaweed? That is why the Vitamin C Seaweed Company from the state of Maine will harvest seaweed kelp from the cold Atlantic waters of Maine, and that special seaweed will provide your plants over 60 minerals, vitamins, macro and micronutrients, and amino acids needed for the best plant growth. Seaweed kelp is our most valuable soil conditioner in the world. This seaweed kelp is dried by the sun, not cooked in the ovens like others, to better preserve the many vitamins, hormones, nutrients, and growth regulators it contains. Seaweed kelp will stimulate soil microbes, help plant deal with stress and drought better, and help plant build a better root system. Go to www.vitaminseaweed.com.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you live for the next 26 minutes. My father, Paul, will be back next week. He's in Ireland right now with a group of listeners enjoying some of the gardens there. Just real quick, I want to mention the website for vitamin C seaweed. It's www.vitamincseaweed.com. You can find it at your local garden center. We actually sell some of their product here at Northeast Nursery, where I'm broadcasting live. Located in Peabody, Massachusetts, 234 Newbury Street, which is actually the southbound sign of Route 1. Now, the phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Suzanne from New Hampshire, who has a question about clover.
Suzanne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. I have an organic lawn. I've taken over this property about 3 years ago, and I went organic. And in the last 2 years, when I go out and mow, I'm starting to mow more clover than I am grass. What do you suggest that I do?
For an organic lawn, there's really not a lot of ways yet to get rid of clover. I know, in the areas you can, there's a, from St. Gabriel Laboratories, they have a burnout that kills everything. It's kind of their organic version of, a Roundup to kill that entire area. Other than that, I mean, the corn gluten usually kills any of the seeds. It doesn't kill anything that is the broadleaf weeds. There really isn't a whole lot of product to get rid of the clover that's organic. There are a ton of different ways to get rid of clover by synthetics, but it's really a tough thing to do. The real organic way to get rid of the clover, which might not sound like the best idea, is to actually get down there and rip up the clover itself and get rid of it. You don't want to rototill the area. You want to actually pull it up and try and get as much as you can, because it does go by shoots. But really, there is no organic way to get rid of the clover. Now, the synthetic ways, there's a clover, a chickweed clover and oxalis killer by Bonide, and Ortho has the same product. You could use those. But again, there hasn't been a breakthrough for organic gardening when it comes to the broadleaf weeds. And we thank you for the phone call, Suzanne. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joe from Harwich, Massachusetts, who has a question about Montauk daisies and also a hydrangea.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
No, it's John. It's John.
John.
Good morning. The grubs have really wreaked havoc on my lawn this year. And so after listening to the program, I went and rented an overseeder. And I did that yesterday. I also put down a starter fertilizer and GrubX. My question is, I have two. When can I put some lime down? And I know in order to get rid of the grubs, I really should use some milky spore. When can I put the milky spore on?
Well, the milky spore you can use in the fall or the spring. Usually it takes a couple years for the spores to get into the soil and really effectively work. So fall and spring for that. When it comes to the liming of the soil, I like to use a fast-acting lime. There's a product from Jonathan Green called Magical, and that can actually be used. It can actually be used 6 to 8 week intervals, and you can use it up to 3 times a year. You can start that today. The great thing about it is it's a calcitic lime, which is fast acting, which also means that it's already starting to work once you hit the ground. Within a full year, you can actually raise your pH of your lawn up 1 point. A lot of areas have either very high fours or fives. Getting into the six would really help. By using the milky spore, that is the organic way of getting the grubs. You're using the GrubX at the same time, so you're doing a season-long killer. So I would wait to the fall to start this milky spore. It almost seems like you'd be counteracting each other. If you have a lot of grubs right now, one thing you could have done is used a product that contains Dilox. Bayer has a Dilox product. What that does is it kills all the grubs on the ground within 24 hours. So it puts everything it has in the chemical, puts it down on the ground in a granular form, and kills everything that it can. And then the GrubX, which takes a little bit longer to work, that will give you the season-long killing, whereas the Dilox is just 24 hours and done. Again, you know, the milky spore, I'd wait till the fall for this one to use that. If you want to go back to the lime again, if you want to just stick with regular lime, you've used pelletized lime or powdered lime, etc., you want to do it at the same time every year. So if you want to do it right now, do it the same time next year. A lot of people will do it in the fall. It really, either way is fine. So you can do it that way. I just personally like to use fast-acting lime. I like to see the results real quick, just because the fast-acting lime allows the other nutrients in the soil to just react and be allowed to go to the plant instead of just sitting in there. That lime just allows it to work quicker. And we thank you for the phone call, John. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you want to keep your fruits, berries, and veggies free of insects and disease and stay organic, then think about Organicide from Organic Labs. Organicide was developed from the citrus industry and is now available for the home gardener. It's a blend of marine and plant oils that work by suffocating the insects and diseases in your garden. Blossom end rot on tomatoes and squash is a soil-borne problem that makes a black rot on the bottom of your tomatoes. Stop it this year with Tomato Maker. Also from Organic Labs, MycoStim and Mycorrhizae Fertilizer. Go to www.organiclabs.com. Again, www.organiclabs.com. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Joe from Harwich, Massachusetts, who has a question about Montauk daisies and hydrangeas.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Joe, you there?
Hello. This is Mary from
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Hi, Mary. What can we help you with on the Paul Parent Garden Club today?
I would like to know the formula you have for getting rid of ants.
Getting rid of ants?
Yes. I know part of it is sugar, but something else they said. You mix with the sugar.
You're talking about the one that my father does on as a home remedy?
Yes.
I'm not completely familiar with his remedy on that. I haven't heard it in a while, so it's been a while before I could get it. I know it's part salt and part water, and I think there's part vinegar in it, to be honest with you. It's been a while since I've heard that one. I'm sorry, Mary. I don't know that one off the top of my head. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Sylvia from Connecticut, who has a question about tomatoes.
Sylvia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
My husband and I started tomatoes from seeds, and they were about 6 inches high when we put them outside like 2 weeks ago. They're growing, but the stems are not very thick, and I want to know, if we cut the tops of the plants off, will the stems get thicker? Yeah, I know, Bill. Does that make sense?
I personally wouldn't do that on there. What I would do is try to give it a little bit of a root stimulant, because the bigger roots is going to allow more nutrients to get into the plant, which will allow a thicker stem and a stronger stem. So something high in phosphorus, or you can even use a garden food, a 10-10-10, to just give it a little boost. Espoma also has a product called Tomato Tone, specifically for tomatoes. You could use that in a granular form and start pushing that a little bit. The thing is, the tomato wants a little bit more heat before it gets thicker and gets more vigor to it. We really haven't had a lot of heat and sunlight. It's been really rainy, etc. So definitely, add a little bit to it, give it some food to try and feed it, but it will get stronger. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Ben from Lawrence, Massachusetts, who has a question about a fruit tree.
Ben, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yes, I have a few questions. A couple of sad ones also, but we'll take one at a time. I spoke to your dad about this problem. I have an apricot tree, a few cherry trees. I get a million flowers on them, but they all seem to fall off. Even the fruit wilts. It's a wilting disease. Now, I've tried that dormant oil, agriculture oil, and it seemed to help, but the problem is still here.
Yeah, have you tried the fruit tree spray from Bonide?
Yes, well, I've tried that. As a matter of fact, I bought a new one this year. I'll try that.
I would definitely go on there. In the back of the bottle, there is a chart of when to be using the product. It's usually in about 14-day intervals. It would have started at the green tips once you start to see budding, and then it goes to the flower, and that's usually a second stage. You want to make sure when you do spray, it's right before the flowering, and then it's about 14 days after. You need to follow that to a T. At the same time, once stuff gets established and you start to see some wilting and things, there's a product, a citrus and fruit spray. It's an organic spray that you can spray all over the entire tree to try and get rid of some of the insects or whatever is attacking the tree to cause this. Ben, you had another question. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Would you say this is a form of the wilt that affects
it? Well, you were saying that it's wilting. So if it's wilting, it could be something underneath the leaf. It could have gotten it in to cause that.
Okay.
But like I said, the fruit tree spray, you definitely want to follow that. And the cycles have already started.
Okay.
So you wanted to start really when it started to bud on that.
Okay, now is there any kind of a spray that holds the fruit on the tree? I have a lot on my apple tree, I lose a lot of apples.
Not necessarily. It could mean that there's something else going on with the tree where it needs, you know, either some more nutrients to get into the tree, or it's just its natural way of getting rid of some of the fruit because the tree isn't strong enough because of these other issues. You might see some black spots on leaves, and that's what the fruit tree spray would help fix. But the thing is, if it goes untreated, that's when it really starts to get affected. So that's, you want to really get into a cycle, and preventative maintenance is one thing that you really should look into. You should also fertilize these guys, just give them a little bit of something to feed them, because they're getting attacked, so they're losing some of their power. Just like you or I, when we get sick, we want something to make us feel better, and that's what the fertilizer would do. And we thank you for the phone call, Ben. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next? Well, hey, we'll wait till the next break, side of the break, and we'll take the next phone call. Again, the phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you need your fix of Paul Parent this week, go to paulparent.com, visit his website, sign up for his newsletter. It comes out every Thursday.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
I can't help.
To introduce the innovative herbicide Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todayscleirchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're in the home stretch about 7 minutes before the hour, and we'll be done for the day. Next week, you'll hear my father, Beck. He's off in Ireland right now visiting some gardens with some listeners. Hopefully, it's sunny and beautiful over there, and when he comes back, I'm hoping he brings it back because it looks like it's going to rain all week. I'm not looking forward to that at all. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Tomatoes get black spots on the lower leaves, and it quickly moves up the plant, killing your leaves, right? Now there is an organic fungicide called Serenade that was developed for the tomato industry in Florida that you can now use in your garden. So go to your local garden center and ask for Serenade Garden Fungicide, used by thousands of organic farmers to grow beautiful, disease-free fruits, vegetables, and flowers. For more information on how to control over 20 common diseases in your gardens, go to www.serenadegarden.com. Don, let's go into the phone lines, trying to get a couple calls in before the end of the show.
Sure. We have Jeff from Cape Cod, who has a question about bulbs.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. I'm wondering, my first question, I was just thinking about it. My friends tell me that you shouldn't go out and prune when it's rainy or wet, because it might let in diseases. It's best to do it in the dry weather.
Well, the thing is, it's got to be a cool weather. You see people out there cutting when it's wet, and I personally don't have a problem with it. The thing about it is the weather that we're going to have for the next week, when it's going to be rainy for a week, that's usually when you don't want to cut it. If it's going to rain for a day or so, then you're going to be okay. Right now, I wouldn't personally do it just because of the fact... Unless you need to do it, just because of the fact that it's going to pour for the few days. And now I'm really talking about hedges, because hedges you make a straight across cut all the way down, etc. If you're trying to do some inner pruning to trees that branches are crossing, raining isn't a bad time to do it. It actually keeps the soil a little bit wet, which helps with the stress that you're causing the plant. But what they really, it seems to me, what they're really talking about is when it's a prolonged period of rain. You want it to be, you know, only a day or so, a couple days of rain. So right now doesn't seem to be the way to do it. Jeff, and we thank you for the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Debbie from Rhode Island, who's a question about violets.
Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can
we
help
you? Thank you.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I have a problem with violets in the grass, but also they have invaded my iris plants, and they get into those rhizomes, and they just get in there, and they destroy the rhizomes. What could I use?
Well, unfortunately for the iris, the only way to get rid of those is to hand pick those out of the areas. What you really want to focus on is the lawn area that it's on. You want to use a product from Boneide. It's called it says crabgrass control, but if you look on the label, there's over 200 different weeds that it can control, and one of them is violets. It has 2,4-D in there. Is the active ingredient, and that's one of the best products for it that I've found. You can also use the crabgrass oxalis and clover killer because the violet does kind of the same thing. There is a product from Bayer that's a weed killer that actually has a combination of those two products, basically, that you could use. But in your beds, if they're around the irises, I wouldn't spray it with anything. I would just hand pick them. But if they're in the outskirts of the beds and you want to get rid of them, you can spray those because it'll kill down to the root. So it's really touchy when it gets to those. So again, those couple products you can use, it's Boneide or from Bayer Advanced. There are two products there. I like to use the crabgrass control. It says 2,4-D. The only downfall of any of these weed controls is it has to be 65 degrees or warmer, and it has to be under 85 or 90 degrees. It can't be too hot, but it can't be too cool to put the product down. And we thank you for the phone call. And we're about out of time. We've got a couple minutes left, but I wanted to let everyone know that my father, Paul, will be back next week. He's coming back Saturday night. Maybe he'll come back with a little Irish vogue here and start to, you know, talk to you guys straight out of Ireland. But I don't know. He's got a pretty thick Maine accent, so I don't know how that's going to happen. If you want to keep up with him during the week, go to the website. It's paulparent.com. You can sign up for his newsletter every Thursday. Again, I want to say thank you to my father for allowing me to do this. I've done this a bunch of times. I love every single time. I know it's an early time I got to get up, but I love it. I want to say hello to my wife. If I don't, I might get in trouble here. My in-laws, hello, everyone. Thank you again, Dad. I will see you soon.